This is St. Louis Public Radio News. St. Louis will soon be home to a Major League Soccer team. The team is expected to begin play in 2022. It will join 27 other teams in the top-tier professional league. St. Louis Public Radio's Corinne Ruff reports.
St. Louis's MLS team may not have players, a coach, or a stadium yet, but it definitely has fans. These fans were in full force Tuesday during MLS's unveiling of the local franchise. In some ways, the local ownership team's pitch for the team came together quickly in just 10 months. But MLS Commissioner Don Garber says he's been looking for years for the right opportunity to bring a team to the region.
St. Louis, with its incredibly rich soccer history, not only deserves an MLS team, but has earned one.
In 2017, St. Louis voters rejected a separate effort to put $60 million in taxpayer money toward building an MLS stadium. But Garber has long said St. Louis is a devoted soccer city, so MLS knew it wasn't the last chance to bring a team to the region.
When we lost the vote, we kind of looked at that and said that doesn't mean St. Louis isn't right. It means we went about it the wrong way. And we needed to huddle and take a different approach.
Garber says the level of corporate support behind the winning effort this time around was key to bringing a team to the area. Now, there are lots of details for the ownership group to iron out, including a name, logo, and colors. Those will all be finalized in the next few months, says Enterprise Holdings Foundation President Carolyn Kendall-Betts. She heads the local ownership group. It's the first in the league to be majority women-owned. Kendall-Betts says leading the ownership team is an opportunity to work with the women in her family.
But it's also an opportunity for us to hopefully be a role model and remind young girls, young women out there that if there's something they really want, they just need to pursue it.
Now that the MLS team is a reality, Kendall-Betts says there's a lot to do.
We're still working on that stadium design. That's key. And we want to be able to show some renderings and drawings hopefully very soon in the next couple weeks.
Kendall-Betts says the stadium will be constructed on a site just west of Union Station. The exact location is still being worked out with city and state officials. The plan is to break ground in January. Funding the new stadium and the expansion fee could cost more than $400 million in total, but nearly all of it would be covered with private money. That's according to Worldwide Technology CEO Jim Cavanaugh. He's also a member of the local ownership team, and he has a vested interest in St. Louis soccer. He's a former player, and he's the CEO of St. Louis FC, which plays in a second-tier professional league.
We get very little public funding on this. There's some, but that's one of the reasons why it's been incredibly attractive, I would say, for the city, the state.
Kavanaugh also recognizes there are lots of financial details that still need to be hammered out. The St. Louis Board of Aldermen have to work on a tax incentive package for the stadium, but don't return from a recess until next month. It's unclear exactly how much public funding will be involved. Excitement about the expansion announcement has been building among St. Louis FC supporters for a while now. They're known as the St. Louligans, and Max Baker is one of them. He attended the announcement Tuesday to show his support.
It's always been something that we show up, we're loud, we cheer, we support no matter what kind of level we're on. It's ultimately about soccer in St. Louis.
Before a recent St. Louis FC home match in Fenton, the Louligans started with a party in the parking lot, then a march into the stadium. Mitch Maurice is one of the lead Louligans. He wants the sense of community among the group to carry over to the new MLS team.
I plan on it. I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure it does, and if it doesn't, there's going to be a real problem. That is the important thing, that the supporters group starts the foundation of a successful soccer team in MLS.
Amid the cheering during a St. Louis FC game last month, fan Sarah Robertson said she's excited about the potential impact of a new downtown stadium.
Concerts, there'll be chances for national team games, possibly friendlies. I think it will be amazing, honestly.
The anticipation that is built for years now becomes a countdown toward the St. Louis MLS team's first game in March 2022. Hey, I'm Corinne Ruff, St. Louis Public Radio.